Welcome to the Words of Life program. The book of Proverbs tells about a future hope. Brother David Johnson will use a future hope as his topic on this Words of Life program. Words of Life is brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. We pray that you will be blessed and encouraged by what you hear. We would not be sharing this gospel program today if you and others were not listening. We thank you for this. Let's now pray. Holy Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we talk to you in prayer. Thank you for the salvation that is given to us by faith in Jesus. As this program is presented, please use what is said for your glory. Bless each of our listeners with understanding and a right relationship with you. We also pray for good health and peace. Please bless each of our listeners who is upholding your name and sharing your teachings. We understand from your word that at your appointed time, Jesus is going to return to call his people to himself. We believe this, Lord, and we ask that you will help us to be ready. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Based upon Proverbs 23:17-18, Brother David Johnson will speak to us on the topic, A Future Hope.
It's good to be together again as we look in to the Word of God. The title for the lesson is A Future Hope. It's taken from the Old Testament, our text. It's taken from the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. Please listen to the Word of God. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. This is the Word of God. In 1972, Voyager 2 was launched into space. Its projected journey was 1.4 billion, with a B, as in Bob, 1.4 billion miles. It passed planet Jupiter in 1979. Traveling at speeds of 35,000 miles per hour, it hurtled past the planets Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto before plunging into interstellar space in the year of our Lord, 1990. Aboard Voyager 2 is a recording of the sounds of Earth. Babies crying and children laughing, the sounds of traffic jams and a jackhammer, singing of choirs, music of symphonies, and the songs of romance. Also the pulsating beat of heavy metal rock music, the sounds of the screams of airplanes, and the fury of nature. It's a diversity of sounds meant to capture the essence of life on the Earth on this recording that is traveling within Voyager 2. The idea being that those sounds serve as a time capsule, waiting for someone or something out there in outer deep space to make it play, to listen to it. Voyager 2 is evidently still out there in the vastness of the universe, journeying toward an unknown destination, hoping for an unknown intelligence to break the silence of outer space with the sounds of humanity, the sounds of Earth. Basically, the scientists at NASA put a message in a bottle and cast it into a cosmic ocean, hoping for a contact, at taxpayer expense, of course. Perhaps they hoped for a higher intelligence to help humanity in case of an apocalyptic chaos before it's too very late. A cry for salvation from a distressed humanity. It's a high-tech toss of the dice, hoping that some superior intelligence out there might hear the sounds of Earth and at least make contact, even visit us. Voyager 2 has a recorded message which states, quote, "If you are out there, this is Earth. If there is still time, help us. If our time has run out, remember us," end quote. Sounds rather hopeless, doesn't it? Did I say this senseless nonsense, at least from the biblical Christian perspective, was paid for by our taxes? Consider words, sounds from God's book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. As believers, we must not fix our minds nor our eyes on non-believers, perhaps sometimes envying their success and wishing we could do some of the exciting things that they do. But instead, as Christians, we should focus on the Lord, on the living God, revering and respecting Him in the promises that He has revealed, namely the blessed hope we are waiting for away from this world, which is described, which is revealed in the New Testament, in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Persevering believers know they and we have a sure, we in Christ, have a sure and future hope. Personally, and God promises our hope will not be severed, will not be denied. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 it says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." This world, this earth, is not our home, our permanent home. As Christians, this is our blessed hope. Yet we are instructed to continue in something now as we wait. Not that we can earn salvation, because we cannot, but that it is genuine evidence of our persevering faith. Consider 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 through 3. The Apostle John wrote in his first epistle, "Dear friends, beloved, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure." Well, how? How do we purify ourselves? The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, "Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Purify, therefore, our thoughts. Purify, therefore, our tongues. Purify our eyes, our hands, our feet, where we go, what we handle, what we look at." That includes, for example, our entertainment habits, of television, of movies, of videos, of the internet, of books, of music, and etc. Hope and ongoing purification are a continual looking forward to the eternal. Our joy today is built on the hope coming in the future. Our blessed hope is part of the power and persuasion that keeps us as believers living godly lives, looking forward to when we will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. We cling to our hope of heaven, no matter what this world throws at us. We cling to our hope of when God will dwell among us. So very many people chase dreams and stockpile possessions, hoping only for success in this life. The book of Proverbs makes clear that genuine joy comes to the person who reveres, who loves, who fears God, and lives according to God's wisdom. Believers can rest their hope on His word to us, His promises to us. As believers, as children of God, we can have joy and peace now, knowing that the stories of our lives' success will ultimately be in heaven with our Creator by His grace through overcoming faith. We must be overcomers. We must persevere in Christ Jesus. C.S. Lewis, the great 20th century apologist or defender of the faith, wrote these words, quote, "Hope is one of the theological virtues. This means that a continual looking forward to the eternal world is not, as some modern people think, a form of escapism or wishful thinking, but one of the things a Christian is meant to do, hope. It does not mean that we are to leave the present world as it is. If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next life. The apostles themselves, who set on foot to the conversion of the Romo-Greco world. The English evangelicals who abolished the slave trade in the English Empire all left their mark, for example, on earth, precisely because their minds were occupied with heaven, with the hereafter, with life in the presence of God, our Creator. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this world. Aim at heaven, and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you will get neither. The words of C.S. Lewis from his book, Mere Christianity. Very highly recommended, and a very good read. The title, Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. When matters get rough here and now, shift to the then and there in heaven as a basis for joy and hope now. Much has been revealed, as much as we need to know about heaven and for meaning in this world. Hope can be a worthy basis for joy. And joy is not tied to circumstances. That's happiness. Good circumstances, happy. Unhappy means that it's not good. In the midst of life's trials, find reasons for hope as a biblical way of coping with this life, which we all must do eventually. We must ever remind ourselves as Christians that no matter how difficult this life gets, in heaven, all will be perfect forever. Along the way, we as believers should give others hope that ultimately only comes in a personal relationship in Jesus Christ. That this world is not the end. That human beings have not just evolved by chance to return to dust. Many stories of hope come from war times, especially POW, prisoners of war camps. Many died, yet some survived. The survivors were usually different in one major respect. They expected to be released someday. They had hope. They talked about the kinds of homes they would have, the jobs that they would choose, even for most, the kind of person that they would marry. They drew pictures on the walls to illustrate their dreams. Researchers have learned that a hopeful attitude can lead to physiological changes that improve the immune system, making the body more effective at fighting off physical ailments. That is the power of hope. God desires that His people be a hopeful people. Biblical Christians have the ability to hope beyond earth. Even if we come to the end of hope in this world, we can look to heaven, to God, to fulfill our ultimate hope, which is eternal life with God, with His angels, and with all of His people who have gone on before us. We can be with God in heaven, eventually a new earth, a new Jerusalem. For the believer, he knows by faith that his hope will be realized. The Apostle Peter, by the Holy Spirit, left us very hopeful words, found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Those are great hopeful words that we believe by faith as Christians. That is the power and purpose of the blessed hope, to give us strength to face trials today, and today to give us joy and renewed hope for eternity. There is no greater hope than this for the believer. There is someone out there, beyond the farthest interstellar space. He knows that each and every one of us exists. God knows that we exist. He never misses a single sound, especially our cries for help. He didn't wait for humanity to reach out into the universe with technology. Actually, about 2,000 years ago, he left the highest heaven and came to humankind. In fact, became one of us. He was born to die, to atone for our sin, so that he might redeem, save all who receive him through persevering faith. He was raised from the dead, never to die again, and he is returning to make all things right. And that's hope. Voyager 2 is hopeless. God's rescue plan was launched. It is magnificently successful for those who accept it in Christ Jesus. And the sound of praise from heaven continues. Day and night, they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Recorded as revealed in the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and verse 8. This is surely a future hope. Is it yours? Is this your hope in Christ Jesus? You can make that commitment today. You can put your faith in Him. You can repent of your sins, confessing your sins, being baptized into Christ Jesus, and persevering in Him.
Thank you.
Our future hope is in Jesus. We pray that you are a Christian, sharing this great hope. If you are not a Christian, we encourage you to make the good decision for Jesus. First, you need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We are also shown in the Bible that believers are to repent of sins, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you with spiritual needs, please write to us. You may also have a free CD of this and next week's program by asking for broadcast 2409. That's 2409. We look forward to hearing from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172. USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.